Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Friday, May 22nd. Thank you for joining us. Into the home stretch we go, joined by Angela Madden, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services. Angela, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do. This is National EMS Week. It is the final day of National EMS Week, which began on May 17th, comes to a close today. What's National EMS Week all about?
Well, National EMS Week is a time for us to really remember and give special thanks to Michigan's EMS heroes out there who, in our state, right now are working on the front lines of an international pandemic dealing with COVID-19 and also on the front lines of public safety, helping to evacuate hundreds and thousands of people in the Midland area in the event of a national disaster. So they are truly wearing two very large hats right now, and we just want to make sure that we reach out and we tell them how much we appreciate them.
Angela, how many EMS workers are there across the state of Michigan? And while it might seem obvious on its face, tell us the kind of work that they are doing all around the state.
Absolutely. Well, there's almost 29,000 medical first responders, EMTs, and paramedics who we lump into the category of EMS personnel around our state. And they are doing everything from responding to accidents along the side of the road and ensuring that people are safe and are transported safely to the hospital after that. They are also following up on hospital discharges with patients in their home, ensuring that medications are audited and everybody understands those discharge instructions that you usually get glossy-eyed over when the nurse or the doctor is telling you you can leave. So they are really doing a very broad range of both public safety and healthcare, and they're really moving our healthcare system forward in our state.
These are these EMS workers are truly the essential workers that we need. These are difficult times. How are they? I mean, you're talking for 28,000 people or so, but generally, how are they holding up? How are things going?
It has been a very tough couple of months for us on the front line, especially those who are working in our hotspot areas in Southeast Michigan, who are really seeing the pandemic at its worst. But they are still the first ones in a home. If somebody is home and has an emergency, they're the first ones to you in your car if you are injured in an accident. And they are continuing to do their job regardless of the exposure risks that they have right now. And they're really stepping up to the plate. So their morale, any positive vibes you can send their way, they would greatly appreciate.
You can find out a little bit more at miambulance.org. Angela Madden with us, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services. I know there's a hashtag out there, hashtag EMS Week on social media, if people want to use it to thank the EMS professionals around the state. But if we want to do more or something different, what else can people across the state do to thank our EMS workers?
You know, if you see them sitting in their ambulance waiting for a call, or if you happen to know where their garage is, where their base is, stop by, send them lunch. Really just send them a note. Let them know that you're thinking about them. Let them know that you care about them and that you're proud of them for the work that they're doing.
All right, Angela Madden, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services, as we conclude EMS Week. Again, the hashtag you can use, hashtag EMS Week, to say thanks. Miambulance.org for a little more information. Angela, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Appreciate it. That's Angela Madden. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by Michigan Construction. For the first time ever, the entire infrastructure and heavy highway industry are coming together to host virtual hiring events across Michigan. Events will host dozens of employers that are ready to hire now for their upcoming projects. The events are for anyone and everyone who wants to be a part of building and rebuilding the infrastructure of our great state. Companies are looking for new employees for road, bridges, underground, road maintenance, engineering, inspection and testing, mining, traffic control, material supplies, suppliers, and service providers in the infrastructure heavy highway construction industry. They want you to be a part of their team. A few things to know for attending the events. You can fill out the form and receive a link to receive the webinar. Michigan Construction, and upload your resume as part of the form so that they can be sent to employers immediately following the webinar. Resumes will be sorted. We'll take care of it. The next virtual session, June 4th, 2020, for Southern Michigan, and June 4th, 2020, from 1 to 3 for Northern Michigan. You can go to Steve Gruber's Facebook page, just search for The Steve Gruber Show, register for the hiring events, or find out more. Again, go to Steve Gruber's show Facebook page. It'll be linked up there. All the information for Michigan construction, virtual hiring events all across the state of Michigan. Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. SteveGruber.com is the website. Find exclusive content, giveaways, and much more. As I mentioned earlier, too, a whole bunch of great stuff there when it comes to podcasts, things you might want to hear again or things you might have missed the first time. Head to SteveGruber.com, click on through, and find those podcasts for what's been happening on the show. Now, you could do this yourself, I suppose, but Kellogg's is making it easier. It might be produced right there in Battle Creek. A combination of Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops. The combination you didn't know you wanted. The two favorites are combined in one box by Kellogg's, and it's part of a mashup line of cereals. So I guess we could look forward to more mashups from Kellogg's, like Apple Jacks and, I don't know, what else does Kellogg's make? Apple Jacks and something else. Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops. Yeah, there you go. So you can find it at stores, I guess. Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops mashups, new from Kellogg's. I don't know how that's going to go. We have both those cereals at home right now. I could combine them myself, but I'm not sure I really want to. Could be your flavor combination. Wrap things up in just a moment. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, and right now, save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
The Roxor, beast of a sales event, is mixing it up. Right now, with the purchase or lease of a new Roxor, you can get either a worn winch, soft, full cab enclosure, or 3-year factory-backed warranty at no additional cost. You're in the driver's seat of this deal, and soon to be in the driver's seat of a more tricked-out Roxor. The side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry. This offer is for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com to learn more.